USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks to note the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The president saying that he's calling on Congress to make new laws that ensure that people with disabilities get paid more than minimum wage.
I've also called on Congress to eliminate the discriminatory sub-minimum wage provisions that too often keep people with disabilities from getting good jobs.
In St. Louis, Missouri, a mask mandate is going into effect today, in which everyone 5 and older must wear a mask in indoor public places, as well as public transportation, regardless of vaccination status. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Fox News the mask mandate is a violation of people's freedom.
It's a complete failure. It's about control, and people have had enough, and I'm going to stick up for the people in my state who've had enough, and that's why we're going to file lawsuits.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A civil rights pioneer who faced violence when registering black people to vote in the 1960s has passed away.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The numbers are piling up as Chicago is coming off another violent weekend. Police say at least 73 people were shot and 11 victims died in the city between Friday night and early this morning. In one shooting, a 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old were wounded by gunfire in the backyard of a home. The older teen was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. The other victim is in serious condition. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as record apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border continue, with over 1 million illegal immigrants encountered at the border this fiscal year. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy believes President Biden's move was a waste of taxpayer money.
Senate Republicans are scrambling right now to pass an infrastructure bill that's paid for. We could use this $2 billion that he is wasting. That would overlay about 1,600 miles of four-lane highways.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Faith leaders in Washington, D.C. are gathering in support of Texas Democratic lawmakers protesting Republican voting reform bills, which they believe hurt the rights of minority voters. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie accusing Republicans of trying to implement Jim Crow laws.
They're trying to wind back the clock and bring about a new age of Jim Crow voter suppression. Their cynical goal is to prevent communities of color who turned out in record numbers last year from having their voices heard at the ballot box.
Republicans say the bill is not meant to suppress voters, but expand voting opportunities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.